present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Diana Day as Susan, and Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe in...
The Tale of a Cat.
Jimmy, aren't you asleep yet? It's after 11 o'clock.
How can I sleep, Grandad? The rain banging on the roof, the wind howling, and the window rattling. Ooh, I'll bet our Susan's frightened to death.
Well, why didn't you get up and close the window?
I couldn't. I had me head under the bedclothes.
It's a good job I peeped in before I retired. With this rain, by the morning, your bed would have been floating down the stairs.
Thanks, Grandad.
Bah, it's not a fit night for a dog to be out. As my old ship's captain used to say.
Just before he sent you on deck.
Now then, clever boy, just you get to sleep.
I'll probably have a nightmare. Like the other night when it was windy, I dreamt I was being chased by wolves across the prairie. They were howling after me. Ow! Ow!
It was only a dream.
I know, but it didn't matter how fast I ran. They still came nearer and nearer, going, ow! Big white teeth. All you could see was teeth. They reminded me of you when you got your new set of choppers.
Oh, get away with you, Jimmy. Anyway, never mind the wolves. Now, just lie down and try counting sheep. I'll turn off your bedside lamp for you.
Good night, Grandad.
Good night, Jim. Sleep tight.
Grandad?
Yes, Jimmy?
You know my pal Ozzy? He sleeps with the light on. He's scared.
Well, he's a bit of a baby now. Good night now.
He thinks ghosts and things might come in his room. Soft, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Now, off to sleep with you.
Grandad?
What now?
When you closed the window, did you lock it?
Oh, I'll lock it all right. There now.
I just thought the wind might blow it up again.
It's locked now, so the brave hero can go to sleep. Good night.
He thinks I'm scared. Daft. I'm not Ozzy. Oh, no school tomorrow. Smashing. What's that? What's that? Grandad! Grandad! Oh. It's a cat. It's only a cat. Where's the lamp? There. Oh, it must be frozen out there. Oh, you poor little thing. Push, 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 push. Come on to Jimmy then. Oh, you're soaking wet. Here. Roll on the bed and get dry. Don't shake yourself on me. I know, I'll dry you on my vest. It's Saturday tomorrow, I'll get a clean one. There you are. How's that? Hey, would you like a saucer of milk? Would you? Well, I'll go downstairs and get you one. But don't make a noise, because my mum doesn't like cats. She's scared of them. I'd better switch this light off and use my torch. Here we are. Now stay there, Puss, and be quiet. There's somebody in the kitchen. No, it's the wind, I think. I hope. Hands up! I'm a policeman! Nobody there. Now, where are the saucers? Ah, here's one. Oh, heck. I'll bet our Susan washed up tonight, hanging the pans up on the floor. Now, where's she put the milk? Ooh, I thought so. In the bread bin. There we are. A nice saucer of milk for Kitty.
What's going on there?
Help! Oh, Mum! Oh, I thought you and Grandad were burglars.
Jimmy, what are you doing down here?
And look at the milk on the floor and the broken saucer. What did you want with a saucer of milk?
I was thirsty.
But why drink it out of a saucer?
I like it cold.
Oh, don't talk nonsense. Let's have the truth, Jimmy.
Well,
there's your answer, Father.
You daft puss, why didn't you stay upstairs?
Jimmy, you know perfectly well I don't like cats, so you can just put that cat back outside where you found it.
Oh, Mum, it was all wet and cold and hungry, crying in the rain, and Grandad said it wasn't fit for a dog to be out tonight, and if dogs can't go out, neither can cats, and if I put it out, she'll catch pneumonia and die, and I'll be a cat murderer, and you can't do it, Mum.
Jimmy, what on earth is all that about?
Now, look, Pat, it is a nasty night. What if Jimmy kept the cat in his room tonight and took it out tomorrow morning?
Oh, Father, you're worse than he is. I've never...
Please, Mum.
All right. But it's got to be out of this house before breakfast.
Mum, you're not going to send a poor cat out on an empty stomach.
Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Father. Paper's over there. Breakfast won't be long.
Thank you, my dear. Jimmy get the cat out all right?
Yes. He's just taken it out. Tears in his eyes, a sob in his throat. Made me feel like the wicked father throwing little Nell and her baby out in the snow.
Oh, well, never mind. No doubt he'll forget all about it tomorrow.
I'm back, Mum. Good morning, Grandad. It's a broad brack there, the new, you know.
What's happened to you?
Oh, nothing.
You sound very cheerful, Jimmy. Your mother said you went out crying.
Oh, you mean the cat? Oh, I was upset, but then I thought of something.
What did you think of?
Well, I thought it's...
Yes?
No use crying over spilt cat's milk.
Now, you listen to me, Jimmy. If you're going to try and...
Oh, don't bother, Pat.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Susan.
Morning, dear. Oh, Susan, do you have to come down to breakfast in your curlers and dressing gown?
Oh, Mother, after all, it is Saturday.
Is that a dressing gown?
If you must know, it's a kimono. Mother, I don't want much breakfast, thank you.
Just give her a bowl of chop suey.
Good morning, dear brother. Have you got rid of your cat yet, Dick Whittington?
Yes, Widow Twanky. Mum, I'm just going to phone Ozzy. Won't be long. Dick Whittington's cat came back as soon as it was needed. And mine's going to be needed, with Ozzy's help. Oh, heck. Oh, I hope he hasn't found the lump of plasticine I put in his bag of fudge. Hello? Is that Ozzy? Jimmy here, your best pal. First of all, before you start on that fudge, I wanted... You've eaten it? All of it? No, I don't want any. Yes, I'll bet it lasted. Oh, well, if you liked it, I'll get you some more tomorrow. But I want you to do something for me first. Lend me something for a few hours. No, not money. I want to borrow one of your tame mice.
Jimmy going to the football match this afternoon, Father?
Not this week, Pat. The first team's away. Oh, we'll just put the telly on and watch the rugby, won't we, Jimmy? Jimmy? Jimmy?
No more, thanks, Grandad.
No more what?
I've had two cups. Hey, Mum, are you sure our Susan went up to her bedroom?
Of course she's changing to go out with Billy. What do you care, anyway?
Oh, I don't care.
Come on, Jim, come on. Now, let's go in the other room and watch the telly.
Not yet, Grandad. It's too loud to hear there. I mean, it's too early.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, I'm going to switch it on.
And I'm going to the shops. So if you stay here, you're going to be on your own.
Oh, don't go just yet, Mum. What's she doing up there?
What's all this about?
Nothing. But why don't you wait for Susan and walk down the road with her? There's somebody at the front door. Sit down, Mum. I'll see who it is.
What's happened?
Susan screamed. At last.
Mother, there's a mouse in my room. It was in the wardrobe. A mouse. I can't bear them.
She hates those misses to pieces.
Now, calm yourself. Calm yourself, Susan. Oh, and look at you coming downstairs in your underwear.
Well, I was frightened. The mouse ran over my foot.
And stamped on a big toe.
Get out, you.
All right, Susan, all right. I'll get your grandfather to go up and catch it. But first of all, I'll get a coat or something to cover you up.
Come in, Mr. Craythorpe.
Hello. Oh, Susan.
Oh, Mr. Craythorpe.
Jimmy, fancy bringing Mr. Craythorpe in here when Susan's like that.
What's going on here? Susan, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. James, you should have warned me that Susan was...
Put this coat on. Jimmy, I'll talk to you later.
Now, what's all this creaming about?
There's a mouse in Susan's room.
Is that all? Well, I'll soon fix that. Here, Pat, hand me the poker. Come on, Jimmy. Wait for me.
So you see, Grandad, there's no need to kill it. Just find it and I'll take it back to Ozzy.
So you put the mouse in Susan's wardrobe?
I was just hoping that if my mum thought we had mice, she'd let me keep the cat.
But you took the cat away this morning. You did take it away, didn't you?
Well, yes and no.
Jimmy, have you got that cat in your bedroom?
Of course not.
Where is it?
In your tool shed.
Oh, you're a scamp, you are. Now, when your mother...
There's the mouse, Grandad, near the window.
Where?
There, quick, grab it. Oh, heck, it's gone out of the window.
Good riddance.
But it's Ozzy's. He'll make me pay him £2, and I'm broke.
But you only got your pocket money this morning. You can't have spent it all.
Oh, who can't? I spent next Saturday's pocket money last Monday.
Well, you'll just have to get yourself out of this. You started it all. If you hadn't tried to keep the cat... Well, the mouse is gone, Susan. You can go up and finish getting dressed now.
Thank you, Grandfather.
Oh, don't mention it. And the next time you're attacked by the monster from the mouse hole, just remember, send for Jungle Jim and Jock Tarzan.
You are childish. I suppose for the next week you'll be hiding behind the sofa pretending to be some big game hunter.
Ooh, listen, who's talking? This morning you were dressed like Madame Butterfly and this afternoon it's Lady Godiva.
Get lost, you cheeky young puppy.
That'll do, Jimmy. I won't have you talking to Susan like that.
Well, she started it.
That's enough, my lad. We know who started it. By the way, Pat, where's Craythorpe? Has he gone home to hide his blushes?
Oh, don't be like that, Father. He's gone to borrow your wood plane from the tool shed.
From the tool shed? Oh, come on, Grandad. Before it...
Oh, I've been attacked by a wild animal. As I opened the shed door, it leaped at me.
It was nothing but a cat.
No, but it flew across the shed and spat at me.
It was only trying to wash you. That's what they do with kittens. They pick them
Jimmy,
up and...
Where did you put that cat this morning?
In... the tool shed. But, Mum, I didn't know Mr. Craythorpe would be daft enough to go...
Quiet. And... You disobeyed me, Jimmy.
I didn't, Mum. You said take it out of the house. You didn't say I had to take it out of the garden.
All right. Well, this time I'm making it quite clear. Take it out of the garden, out of the street, and let it loose in the next road. Understand?
But, Mum, the poor little thing.
No more, Jimmy. Now, come with me. Now, come on. Come on. Come along.
Oh, Grandad, I didn't think you'd be cruel to the...
Listen. Now, you lost Ozzy's mouse, now, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, take him the cat. He'd look after it. He's fond of animals, isn't he?
Yes. You're right, Grandad, he is. His father isn't, though. Funny that. Mr. Higginbottom can't stand animals, yet he likes Ozzy. Puss, you like Ozzy. His father's a bit of an old bear. Oh, but Ozzy's all right.
Yes? Oh, it's you, Clitheroe.
Yes, Mr. Bear. Mr. Higginbottom.
Well, what are you up to?
Is your Ozzy in?
Yes.
Can he come out, please?
No.
Oh, shall I come in, then?
No.
Oh, can I shout through the door to him?
No.
Does he get time off for good behaviour?
No, not... Now then, don't try to be clever with me.
But, Mr. Higginbottom, if he can't come out and I can't go in, will you tell me what I can do?
Don't tempt me.
Well, it's like this, Mr. Higginbottom. Ozzy lent me a mouse this morning, and I've lost it. So I owe Ozzy 2 shillings.
Oh, and you've come to pay him, have you, lad? Well, that's all right, son. Give it to me. I'll put it in his money box.
I haven't got it.
Well, go and get it, you little twerp.
Oh, listen, I lost his mouse, so I've brought him a cat.
What for? So he can lose the rest of his mice? I didn't pay 2 bob each for white mice to feed your cat.
You could train it just to catch the rats.
And what makes you think we've got rats in our house?
Don't tempt me.
What?
Doesn't it tempt you, the cat? Couldn't I just have a word with Ozzy?
No, you can't. And if you must know, he's in bed. He came home from the dentist feeling a bit sick.
Why, did he have gas?
No, I swallowed the cotton wool pad.
He'd eat anything. Cotton wool, plasticine. You should call him Ozzy the ostrich.
All right, that's enough. Now clear off, you and your cat.
All right. Come on, Puss, back to the tool shed. No, we'd better make it the greenhouse this time. Just till Monday, and then I'll take you to school and see if one of the lads will have you.
To the door. Don't forget, you still owe our Ozzy 2 bob.
Well, if I can't raise the money, I'll bring him something to eat. 2 bobs worth of bran mash. Is tea ready, Mum?
Not yet. It's only 4:15, and keep your voice down. Grandad's having a nap.
I thought he was watching telly.
The match finished at 4, and by 5:05, he was driving the pigs home.
There goes Father Pig through the gate. And the kids. Has the paper come yet, Mum?
Yes, here it is. Oh, and after you've read the comic strip, fold it up properly. Your granddad likes to have his paper tidy.
Shut the gate, he's got the last pig on.
What's that?
Pinky and Perky were a bit late.
Jimmy, I told you to be quiet.
Oh, I was nearly off there.
Nearly off? You were snoring that loud. You've had the pictures off the wall twice.
Don't take any notice, Father. Anyway, you'd have had to be up in a minute. I'm just going to start on the tea.
Is that the evening's paper, Jimmy?
Yes, Grandad, but it's my turn this week. You had the comic page first last Saturday.
Now, I'm going to wash my hands, and when I come down, I want my paper neatly folded as well.
Ooh, sorry, Grandad. Ooh, what's wrong with him? Jimmy, has the paper come yet?
Yes, it has, and I've got it, so you've had it. The queue starts over there.
You're only reading the comic page. Let me see the cinema adverts on page 2. Come on, hand it over.
As soon as I've finished.
Give me that paper.
I won't.
Let go or you'll tear it.
You let go. Now you've done it, Grandad, I'll go mad.
You tore it, not me. What's so funny?
I've still got the half with the pictures in.
You did have it.
Who cares? This is the best half, with the comics and the personal column in it.
Personal column, you ignoramus. What do you want with that?
Oh, it's smashing. All mysterious messages like P, meet you at F, love M. Just listen to this. Come home, son. All is forgiven. I've found your father's teeth behind the clock.
Where does it say that?
Nowhere. Ozzy told me that one. It's a good one, isn't it? I bet there's some good ones, though. Jump and jive at the dive to the world's greatest bands. Admission 9 pence, including refreshments. £1 reward. Lost. Black cat with 2 white paws. 2 white paws? Wait a minute. £1 reward? What's that number? 7643. Susan, I'm just going to make a phone call.
Thank you.
minute. You are Mrs. Clitheroe, aren't you?
Yes. This is the house, and we did have a cat that answered to that description. But it's not here now, you see. Jimmy, come here a minute, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
This lady has called about the cat you found.
Oh, good. Well, if you'll
and
just...
And I've explained to her how Grandad told you to take it to Ozzy's.
Oh, yes, he did.
And did you take it there?
If my son is told to do something, he does it. Don't you?
Yes, of course, ma'am. I did take it round to Ozzy's.
Well, where is Ozzy's, did you call it?
Oh, you won't find it there.
Why not?
Ozzy will have taken it out for a walk. Look, I'll go round and get the cat for you.
Oh, no. No, I'd rather go myself. Then I can give him the reward personally.
Oh, heck.
Their name is Higginbottom. It's just round the corner.
I'll come with you and show you where it is.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Good,
but
come on.
It.
Ta-da, Mum.
That was a sudden exit.
But it's incredible, Mr. Sinclair, that they should be coming up so early. Oh, did you want to pass, Mrs. Clitheroe?
No. You sit where you are, Theodore.
Listen, they're not just coming up. They're nearly in full bloom. Here, come on out to the greenhouse and I'll show you.
Well, how do you account for it?
Well, it's all a matter of careful preparation. Now, as soon as the summer is ended...
But your mother distinctly said you'd taken Kitty
Never mind that, missus. I tell you, she's in the greenhouse. You come and collect her and then I collect the reward, don't I?
Certainly, if it is Kitty... But I feel there's something strange going on here.
Here's the greenhouse. You'll soon... Oh, Mr. Craythorpe, don't open the door.
I did it yesterday.
That blinking cat.
He's gone.
That was Kitty. You frightened her away, you wicked, wicked man. Take that.
Madam, have you gone mad?
What's the idea?
That's what I want to know. You were obviously trying to steal my cat. This dear boy hadn't told me, I'd have gone away without knowing you had Kitty imprisoned.
Jimmy, you're going to be sorry for this.
Don't you dare attack the boy for being honest. Well, I have to go home now. But unless you find Kitty and return her before dark, I shall call the police. I warn you, you thieves!
Now, look here, Mrs. Oh, she's away. Jimmy, come here. You'd better get after that cat and bring it back.
It was Mr. Craythorpe who let it out. If he hadn't...
Quiet!
No, he's right in a way. James, come along. I'll help you to search.
Thanks, Mr. Craythorpe. And we'd better find it quick, or we'll all be in jail as cat burglars.
Well, we won't catch it by talking. Now, come along. Put your best foot forward. James... I can't keep this pace up. I must have a rest.
If we don't find that cat, you'll get about 5 years rest in Dartmoor.
I wasn't entirely to blame. After all...
Who let the cat out?
Well, I did, but...
When I put it safely in the greenhouse to protect it for the woman.
Oh, I say, that's hardly...
Quiet!
How dare you tell me...
Shh! I've seen it. There, on the roof of that shed.
Where?
There! There's a ladder near it. Come on.
Yes, but James, you must be careful you don't fall off that ladder.
I won't fall off.
Good.
I'm going to hold it for you. Now, don't dash at it. Come on.
Well, now, hold it steady. Here I go. Now, keep calm, pussy. Uncle Theodore will rescue. Nice, pussy. Puss, 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 puss. Oh, James, help! Oh, my back.
Mr. Craythorpe, don't move. The cat's just near your hand. When she sniffs, grab her. Now!
Got you, you fiend.
Theo, what are you doing? Let go of my cat, you thieving old thing. Let go of Blackie.
Oh, heck, Mr. Craythorpe. You've pinched the wrong moggy. Mr. Craythorpe. Mum will give you an aspirin.
Thank you, James.
Theodore, what's happened to you?
He grabbed hold of our cat, only it wasn't ours. And the old cat who owned it belted him.
It's quite all right, Mrs. Clitheroe. It's just a flesh wound. But I'm afraid we couldn't find the cat.
I know. 2 minutes after you left, it came back here. Father's taken it round to its owner.
Well, I want the reward. After all, I kept it...
You'll get your reward, all right, my lad. A darn good spanking. That's what you'll get.
Well, that's that. Oh, you're back, are you?
I'm sorry, Mum and Grandad, but I was only trying to help a poor lost cat that came in out of the rain and he wasn't fit now for a doctor to be turned out.
All right, all right.
Never mind the
cat.
Turn the cat out. Leave
it
out because it smells, you know, it makes it fall when it rains.
Jimmy, have you cleaned your teeth?
Yes, Mum.
Right, now then. Settle down. That's a good boy. Come on.
Good night, Mum. I'm sorry I was naughty.
All right, son. Forget it. Come on now. Get off to sleep. There's a good boy. I'll just close your window. It's starting to rain again.
Thanks, Mum. Night, Mum.
Good night, son. See you in the morning.
What a weekend. Oh, no. Not again. Oh, don't some cats' mothers have them?
In that recording of The Clitheroe Kid, you heard Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Diana Day, Rosalie Williams, and Tony Melody. The theme music was written by Alan Roper and played by the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, directed by Alan Ainsworth. The programme was written and produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I thought I'd come back and tell you everything's all right now. Mum's got used to Kitty visiting us on stormy nights, and the lady who owns her gives me 2 bob every time I take her back. If the bad weather keeps up, I'm going to buy a bike. I got the pound reward, by the way. Ozzy's dad was mad when he found out. I went round to pay him the 2 bob I owed Ozzy, and I said, Mr. Higginbottom, I hope you can change a pound note. I'm afraid it's the smallest I've got. Ta-ra. Thank you.